This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I want you part of the conversation. No, I really do. You need to be. You know, I've had my mind changed before by some of you, or at least been willing to look at some of the stuff from a different perspective. How many on the left can you say have done that? You listen to The Real Side. Again, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there. Get involved in the conversation. Smarter people than I are in a live chat room there at the website. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. Be one of the members. Right? And when I say members, my politically incorrect posse, you can find that also up there. You'll see the Patreon button. And I do appreciate the time that you just get involved. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think about the stories, the writers, the whole nine yards. So, this is an interesting one. And it's what I was talking about earlier when we worry about what these kids are doing. They don't get it. They don't even know what half these words mean. And yet they're going to come over and they're going to tell us what to do and how we should do and how we should act and that kind of stuff. Antifa pamphlets, they dub conservative students as fascists. That's right. So now conservatism equals fascism. But here's the problem. They don't even know what it means. And if you look at the actions of the left, you look at what they've been doing, right? I mean, aren't they truly here? Let's deal with the term fascism. Fascism is a form of radical authoritarian nationalism. Now, most of you stop there and go, see, you guys are all nationalists, and that's what makes you fascist. And I'd say, shut up, sit down, and listen for a second. It's characterized by dictatorial power. Who dictates more of how we should think? What should we eat? Remember Michelle Obama, something about dictating what school lunches should be? And you couldn't have anything else. You couldn't allow the kids to have choices. You couldn't allow the parents to have choices. They were even taking lunches away from kids who brought them from home and the school deemed them as not nutritional enough for them. Remember that? Those were all kids. Oh, no, wait a minute. No, Michelle's a liberal. I forgot. I'm sorry. Forcible suppression of opposition. Right, because it's always the conservative colleges that keep the liberals from coming out and speaking, right? No, you can't find one conservative college that has kept the liberal from speaking on its grounds. But you can find plenty of liberal colleges, liberal-leaning, liberal-based colleges in liberal states that have kept the likes of, you know, Shapiro, Coulter, David Horowitz, I mean, give me a break. Ah. Anyway, dictatorial power, forcible suppression of opposition, and control of industry and commerce. And this all came to prominence in the early 20th century. Control of industry. Think about what the last administration did in shutting down coal and oil and all of that here in this country. But conservatives are fascists. Because that's exactly what we do. We're authoritarian. We're nationalists. We're dictators. We want to stop you and do it our way or else, right? See, what's really funny is that conservative, especially religious conservatives, you can live any life you want to. We're fine with that. You want to be a heathen? Be a heathen. You want to be an atheist? Be an atheist. You want to be a Buddhist or a Jew or a Muslim? Be anything you want to be. Just don't force me to be involved or engaged or anything else. We're on the other side. You have it in writing. You have it in video. You have it in audio. For many, but the most prominent, Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine. When they said they would change the law to bring your scripture in line with law. So basically what they were saying, those two people for my friends on the left who were going to vote for them, who did vote for them, they were saying, I'm God, I know better than the Creator, and I will change scripture to bring you in line to what my party, what my philosophy is, and how I want you to think. Do you actually understand how dangerous that is? I am bigger and better and know more than the Creator of the universe. Now, if they don't believe in the Creator, that's fine. Say, hey, I don't believe in your God. That's why I think we have to put these laws into place. But if you lie to me and say you believe in my God, but you know more than him, you got a problem. Just like what I love to tell my Christian friends who want to keep throwing up in my face why I don't want to feed all the poor people is two things. Jesus said that we'd always have poor people with us. We'd always have the sick and the poor. So if you think you're going to wipe it out, you're out of your mind, you know more than your Creator. Good for you. And it was for us to take care of the sick and the poor where we can. It was not, for us to compel the government to do it. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, so somebody sent me this earlier. Ah, you're going to have to come back and find out why it is the Democratic senators and electeds can get away with so much more than Republicans do, even when Republicans are in power, mostly because we're cowards. That's beside the point. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved in the conversation. I don't care. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, you're going to find Patreon is up there. It's a little button that says Patreon. You can be part of our team. I call it my politically incorrect posse. For the price of a cup of coffee once a month, you can be a basic member. Goes all the way up to the price of a down payment on a BMW. More than happy to take that from you, too. And I'll show up at your house with the gifts and trinkets. Really. I know. What can I say? Anyway, many of you know the senator, New Jersey senator known as Menendez. Remember him? I mean, this guy, we call him Bob Menendez, but his name's, you know, Robert Menendez. That's how most of them know him. And in New Jersey, of all places, the prosecutor said he's probably the most corrupt politician who sold his office for a lifestyle he couldn't afford. Right? So they've got all kinds of proof against him. They, you know, if I did one-tenth of what this guy did, one-eighth, they would have already thrown me out of office, drawn and quartered me, and I'd probably be in jail at this point. But they weave such a tangled web. They play with these words so much that you half the time you can't get through their descriptions. You can't get through their understandings, which is why some of these juries just look at this stuff and go, I don't even know what to do with this guy. I don't know if he really did anything wrong or not. Now, the prosecutor, back in September, you know, they laid out, they meticulously laid out the corruption that this guy had, the corruption case against, I think he was 63 years old, 64. And he's a Democrat. He's charged with accepting bribes, lavish vacations, hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign donations. And a lot of this stuff was done through a Florida eye doctor. Now, he's in New Jersey, right? So he's getting these campaign donations from a Florida eye doctor. And the doctor wanted some influence, you know, political influence in some areas. So people even joke that Robert Menendez was the eye doctor's personal U.S. senator. Now, this was all testified about. Right? They met at a political fundraiser at a time when, you know, one man had wealth and one man had power. They got together and figured out how they're going to help each other out. And again, it's a Democrat. Okay? Now, Menendez was accused of intervening in an alleged $8.9 million billing dispute over Medicare and of pushing Dominican Republican officials to honor Melgen's security screening and shipping contract with the country's ports. So there was product being sent or being received from the Dominican Republic, and Menendez squelched down the security. There was questions as to Medicare billing. Menendez squelched that as well. So if you think about these things going on, put the shoe on a Republican. If a Republican had these same things going on in his life, what would have happened? Right? These questionable gray areas, whatever you want to call them, shouldn't he know better with the amount of time he's been in Congress? And this stuff has been going on since, 2013, it really started to come to the surface. But after all this, what finally happens, right, they can't get a conviction on him. I think a jury deadlocked once or twice. And now the government has decided they're no longer, the Justice Department, they're dropping all the charges on him. Now, what I'm hoping this does is give him the mindset that he's unstoppable. That's what I hope it does. The department made the announcement in the filing about a few weeks ago. The U.S. District Judge William Walz threw out 7 of the 18 charges against the New Jersey Democrat. The dismissed charges related to Menendez's acceptance of campaign contributions from his friend Solomon, a South Florida eye doctor. Now, problem is when they lose these kind of cases, when they throw them out or they can't get them done right, it just doesn't lend much credibility to the Department of Justice. These are high-profile cases. And when they throw them away like this, or they don't really fight, it looks like that we were picking on the Democrat. That's what it looks like. Right? And then these corruption. Corruption's hard. Right? Corruption's hard to prove. And if it's an old friend and he gives you some money and you do a favor for him, or even you do a favor for him and he gives you some money, who doesn't do favors for friends? And that's the problem in the political world. I may have a friend from 20 years ago. Maybe he's really good at eyeglass screening, right? And now my district decides that it's going to provide eyeglasses for lower socioeconomic kids. And I say, if you tied Frank Smith, because Frank's a good guy, he's an honest guy, I've known him for 20 years, we should give a shot at this. And they give him a shot at it, and then he gives me money to my campaign. It looks like I was looking for money campaign. Nothing with the relationship means anything. The fact that he's a good eye doctor, that we've been friends for 20 years, and he's an honest, upright guy, it doesn't mean anything. Or in most cases, it wouldn't. But when it comes to bribery or this kind of stuff, the courts and the Department of Justice take those kind of things into consideration. Now, he's just sent a piece, thank you, that the doctor in the bribery case is getting prison or did get prison for medical fraud.
Medicaid
fraud. Wow, convicted of 67 crimes. But part of that, he drug Menendez in with him. So again, I mean, how could one be guilty and not the other? Right? And there was a lot more, I mean, 67 cases. I'm sure there was a lot more than that. Some were dropped. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And look, be part of the conversation, right? Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Be part of the conversation. Seriously. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to truly, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, we can watch Listen Live. Aha. If you're not watching, you can't tell what I just did. And it's really funny, and I did it with my clothes on. So that's always exciting. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can watch live, listen live on therealside.com. You can also find it on Facebook. And just go to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch it there. You can give me your email address. You can talk with people smarter than I am. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Hopefully she'll get a kick out of that. We were talking about Menendez, and it seems like the Democrats, the left. Now, that's how it's because they're so much more righteous than we are that they don't, you know, commit these sins that we say they do, which is not true. I don't know of any perfect Democrat yet. You've got to find me one. There's no perfect Republican either. Don't get me wrong. Right? But when you got guys like Menendez up there, and, you know, he's done all these things that are gray area-ish, although I would tell you again, as a Republican, if they caught me doing any of those, thinking of those, or even talking about doing those, you know what would happen, right? It had me drawn and quartered in about 30 seconds, 35 seconds maybe. And we put up with it. And, you know, you put up with it, too. You know, one of the things that bothers me the most is the fact that you guys, yes, you guys, the ones that are still supporting, what's that show that I now have come to hate, The View? How can you support The View? How can you watch that show for 10 seconds? And my Christian friends, man, you have got to stop supporting these lunatics. These people that hate you and hate the God that you serve or that you say you love. You know, when you go to church on Sundays, this is the one that you're praising and worshiping. And somebody says something about them and all you go, well, Jesus forgave them. Yeah, well, guess what?
the ones that spit in his face and don't agree with him and say he doesn't exist,
they're going to have a problem.
You know what I mean? I mean, Whoopi Goldberg. And I like her. I like her acting. I mean, I like her act. I like her story. Somebody actually wrote me a note today about the book. And one of the I've forgotten about it, but one of the chapters in there is about the government is not your God. In other words, the government's not your sufficiency. And he said he really was appreciating what I said in it, in a humorous way, but he got it. He got what I was trying to say. And it's like we depend on the government for everything, and we forget that we're supposed to be depending on God. We don't depend on God through the government. We don't go to the government and ask for what we want and go, well, thank God the government's here. I'm sure the kids on our high school campus feel that way now, don't they? I mean, think it through. No, you're supposed to ask God for help. Ask God to open up the doors. Ask God what you should be doing in certain situations. So the government, remember, the government, you don't get a free lunch with the government. You're giving up something. Do we finally have a day of reckoning? Did Sessions finally grow a spine? Because rumor has it that he's going to open an official Department of Justice probe into, that's right, Obama's FISA abuse. Now, I hope it's real, and I hope it's true, because I hate these stories where you hear them and you find out a couple days later, no, he said he was looking into it. He didn't say he was going to do it. Hey, did I tell the story about Hannity and the footballs? No? So, some of you know I went to CPAC last week. And I love hanging out at night because, you know, some of the A-listers show up and some of them are talking. Hannity did his show from there. Sean Hannity. Remember him on Fox? And he is, you know what? Is whether you like him or not, whether he makes you crazy, because he makes me nuts on his show. So whether you like him or not, the guy knows where he comes from or came from. He loves people. It's very obvious he loves people. And he hasn't forgotten what he owes to those people in the audience. And you could just see the love he has for them and the care he has for them. A couple of years ago when I was there, he was walking through the crowd. And he was giving money to people and telling them where they were needing to go and eat. And the young kids who came and spent their money, and he'd hear stories about how, you know, they saved and they scrimped and they sold and they did. And he'd hand them a couple of $100 and thank them for coming. He didn't have to do that. That doesn't buy him anything. But apparently his flight changed or something happened. He had to leave early from CPAC one night. And he had two cases of footballs that he's going to give away. So, as in Hannity fashion goes, he starts wandering the stage, and the people up on stage helping him and throwing him a football. He grabs it and he's throwing them out in the crowd. He emptied two boxes of those footballs in about 5 minutes, throwing them out to the crowd. Everybody was running around trying to get him. I would imagine they had a signature on him. I didn't see any. But it was just kind of that heartwarming thing that he does with people. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of cool. Attorney General Jeff Sessions confirmed Tuesday that the Department of Justice is opening an official inquiry into allegations of abuse and anti-Trump bias in obtaining FISA warrants. Right? Now, they used, and how the DNC material was used by the Obama administration to get those warrants. Now, Sessions was speaking with the reporters of the day when he announced his agency's plans to get to the bottom of the accusations revealed. Now, Devin Nunes' memo claiming that the Obama administration, the FBI, used the Clinton-sourced Trump dossier to obtain surveillance warrants against the Trump campaign. Yeah, it'll be investigated, said Attorney General, adding it would be an appropriate thing to do following the four-page document. Sessions went on to say his inspector general will take that as one of the matters that he'll deal with. Now, the Department of Justice's investigation comes just days after ranking Democrat of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, released the rebuttal memo claiming the FBI was well within its rights in using the debunked dossier. You know what's really funny is the bombshell memo that the Democrats were going to release, right?
it was going to show and it was going to rebut everything the Republicans said and did, which we have come to find out is maybe not so true, huh? Right? I love this stuff. I know, I love this stuff because they built it. Remember, they talked about the Republican memo when it came out, how bad it was going to be, how it was going to hurt our agents, how it was going to show the processes by which they got this information, which was a bunch of malarkey, as we come to find out again. Don't you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend on the air with me, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You just sent me this. Did you read it to make sure there's no swear words in it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Because you know how I get. I'm going to get going, right?
It's MRC. They're not
going to
put that in
there. Yeah, that's true, too. All right. One of your favorite people in mine, too. Joan Behar.
Joy.
I'm trying to forget her name. It's a Freudian thing. It's not working out well if you keep reminding me. That was the other thing I saw. I don't know if you guys saw that the other day. The California Republican, California Democratic Party, many of their candidates, their statewide and federal candidates, couldn't get endorsements. And usually it's a slam dunk. Their endorsement requires 60% of the vote of the Democrats there. And they couldn't get him. Feinstein could not get endorsed. And De Leon, a very left-wing, progressive, open border, all immigrants of any kind get rights, he got more votes and more support than she did. Does this not show you where the party is headed? That's why I said to you, if you want to see what a progressive Democrat party does when it gets in power, just look at what's happening in California. And not the weather, because they're not responsible for that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. More from Joy Behar after the break. We'll be right back.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Wouldn't it be great if you could pull Bette Midler out of there? I love her voice. I wish she would just shut up. I mean, not on the singing side, you know, on the political side. What do you want from me? Anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to the website, realside.com. Give me your email address. Sign up for the email blast. Do something. You know what I'm saying? Oh. It is so frustrating in these chairs. And I'm not the only guy. I'm just complaining because I happen to have a hot mic right now. And I was just reading something with Tammy. She read it earlier today. I just got to it. About the attack again further from that notorious big social media outlet whose name will remain nameless. Basically, we're told we now can't share stories from certain websites onto our social media page. I'm being good, huh? You like how I'm doing it? I'm maneuvering these, right? I'm sure that automatic algorithm thing won't catch anything I'm saying. We can't share from other pages on that social media source to our page. We're not supposed to. And all this is going to come to a head March 1st. So for those of you who think that, you know, like I'm on the air like a begging preacher, I'm not. But there's a lot of conservatives that make money off the traffic from their websites, their Facebook pages, and so on. But it's based on stories that they're posting and things that they're doing. And now we can't do it anymore. Seriously? Because it runs the risk of them actually shutting down your page. So for those of you who love, you know, I have no problem with using Ustream or YouTube, open up the chat room, do that kind of stuff. You know, but you guys love that other place. You know, maybe that'll be my next, maybe in the next email blast, I'll put out a, what do you call that, poll. Do you want, would you move over to so-and-so? Would you move over to such-and-such? I think it's a wonderful idea. And then what I could do, ready for this one? What I, because one of those channels allows me two feeds to it. So I can leave, if you're willing to pay a few bucks, I'll leave one feed open all the time. So you can hear that we're making fun of you during the breaks or something. And the other feed will have the commercials in it. I like that idea. I'm a genius. I just as long as I keep rolling, I'm fine, right? Anyway. Joy, you know, I was falling asleep 5 minutes ago. I was boring myself to death. And
I woke you up.
You did with this Joy Behar story. No, because she's calling us the lunatics because we hear from Jesus. That's right. But, she, you know, she's one of those lunatics that she's right all the time. She's the, people like her are the problem with this country. Even, she is so much more dangerous than those Antifa people that show up on college campuses and break windows and set things on fire. Because she's got millions of people watching her. And when she talks about people who hear from Jesus or hear from God or doing whatever, I'm still waiting for her to come out against Oprah, who's waiting to hear from God. So if she's waiting to hear from God to run for president, she must have heard from him before to know his voice. You know what I'm saying? Why would she even say that? So why didn't Joy come out there? Jesus, I hope that Oprah never comes out and says that she's heard from God, because then I have to stop. You know, I have to call her a nut, too, but she will never do that. And then some of you conservatives, you like the content of the show? Please, give me a break. She hates conservatives. She hates Republicans. She hates anybody who believes in God, truly believes in God. Not just the you know, Sunday go to meeting or the Saturday go to synagogue God. People who really do believe that God exists, he's real, and he's involved in your life. Why do you want to associate with those people? I don't understand it. The liberal host of the ABC's View opened Monday by opening how awful the modern conservative movement was. On February 26th, the host bashed this year's CPAC, which is the Conservative Political Action Conference, guests as extremists who were once considered part of the fringe, but were now the majority of the Republican Party. Not lying low after getting blasted for her anti-Christian rhetoric 2 weeks ago. This is what I keep telling you. This stuff is like a bad rash that was below the surface, came, but now it's bubbling out on their skin. They've always felt this way about us. You need to understand that. This is not a new feeling. This is not a new thought process for these people. They have always hated us. They have always seen us as weird. They don't like normality as we know it. So this didn't happen under Trump. They were just so blindsided by this that fit of rage came to the surface, and they haven't been able to push it back down. They have lost their minds. I have good friends of mine that can't talk to me without wanting to talk politics and tell me how wrong I am. And you know, they have unfriended me for one reason. I'll say to them, look, I care about you too much, and I care about a friendship too much to talk about this. I'll talk to you about anything else but politics. And they get mad at you, and they unfriend you. And I've had to call them and say, what are you doing? Really? And that's where it's come to. They have never, this is the Big Ten group, remember? They love you no matter what. They're accepting of everybody. Not so much. See, if actions really do talk louder than words, then we're the more accepting ones. Think about it. So after her anti-Christian raid, which I'm sure most of you people who listen to the show that are Christians, you're not listening to The View anymore, right? Because if you are and you're a Christian, stop listening to my show. Because I don't understand you. Maybe we're not for you. But Joe Behar went a step further, claiming that this was just the latest example of how conservatives have embraced Nazis and fascists. The statement alone is a fascist statement, is it not? Telling us what we should believe, how we should think, and who we should like and not like. Joy, you're not my mother, thank God. The show opened with ABC playing a clip from CPAC guest Mona Sharon calling out the Republican Party's hypocrisy for standing for women but embracing sexual harassers. Wow, what a comment for Joy to comment on. Did Joy rip up Weinstein? And did Joy look over at Whoopi Goldberg and said, "You knew about him. Why didn't you say anything?" She's a hypocrite. You can even hashtag her if you tweet something out. She's a hypocrite. Loved it. She'd never come on the show, but I'd love to have her on the show and ask her that question. Why can you call out conservatives for their shortcomings, but you never call out liberals?
They don't do anything wrong.
I know. Well, when you're on that many drugs, you don't think anybody does anything wrong on your side of the team. The show opened with NBC playing that clip from CPAC, and they played the woman talking about the hypocrisy. Guest host Meredith Vieira praised Sharon for her bravery for standing up to say those. You know what's really funny? Is they weren't there, and they don't know. There were plenty of people that didn't stand up to the, but called out conservatives for the things they do and or don't do. Unlike the left, it doesn't do that. I've been to their conventions, or I've been to their events. Right? She went on to say that she knew she'd get booed, or possibly even worse. That provoked Behar to claim that conservatives were now party of the Nazis and fascists, because nobody's ever taken out of their events, nobody's ever been dragged out of one of their town halls, nobody's been ever shut down at one of their meetings. The CPAC group invited this woman from France, Marine Le Pen, whose father was a Holocaust denier, total fascist and Nazi, and Marine Le Pen, the daughter, thinks her father was very good and right and everything else, that they invited her. Now, she gushed that the Republican clearly had no problem with Nazis, adding that they're like there's like this penchant for Nazis now with the Charlottesville and the Neos and the good guys on blah, blah, blah. She just goes on and on and on. Citing Bill Buckley and Bill Kristol, Behar argued that the GOP had changed with Trump in office. Those people are appalled by what's going on the right now within the party. So she grabbed two radical people and used them as examples. Meghan McCain called the guest choices controversial. They have them on both sides, don't they? I mean, the Democrats have had, I can't think of that woman's name, and I don't even want you to tell me what it is. It's that Muslim woman who wants to introduce Sharia law in this country, who thinks that all women should be under Sharia law. Okay? They had her speak, constantly speaking at Democrat events about women's rights. Joy never says anything about her. You want to talk about extreme guests, extreme or controversial choices? She's one of them. Right? After this, Vieira tried to correct Behar's misunderstanding of which Le Pen spoke at CPAC. It was Marion, not Marine. But the whole panel was clearly confused as to who they were talking about. Vieira says, "I think it was his niece, actually." Behar says, "No, it's his daughter." Vieira says, "No, niece." Behar says, "Really? She doesn't even know what's going on." Sounds like me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I like to aggravate everybody equally. God bless, and have a great rest of the day.